what I have. We'll call this meeting to order. That's what I needed was the name of everybody. There. All right, I just go down the list here. In attendance here, Madam President Karen Harvey Nagel, Bob Weiner, Janet Kilpatrick, Penrose Hollins, Lisa Diller, George Smalley, John Cordier, myself, Jay Street, and Dave Tackett he's here. So, with that being said, a motion for...
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second. Motion made second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. We're going to go right into number three. This is to discuss the potential contribution to the WJCs to defray the parade cost. The previous years, we look back, was $1,500 was taken out of community events account, and this happens for us to have the Wilmington Parade. So they contacted me, or Mike, I should say, and wanted to know what we could do. It doesn't come out, it's not a form of a grant, as we noticed, so I proceed out there, Mr. Smiley.
The only thing I wanted to clarify, and then I'll make a motion, is that they do provide a float for council, but the contribution is actually just to help defray the cost of the parade for the residents that come and, you know, they come see the parade and participate. So I'd make a motion of $1,500 out of the council community events line, understanding of $1,500, we have $2,500 encumbered, so that fund will be empty.
Will be empty. Motion's made. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion's made. Second. Question on the motion. Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Okay, number four has come up to discuss the council using a law clerk to assist council to council on a part-time basis for academic credit. There'll be no wages or benefits will be involved. I'll turn this over to Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
And I'll turn it over to Council to Council Mike Migliori. I will say something to begin with. Mike and I talked about this, and in previous government jobs, he has used third-year law clerks from Widener.
Yeah, second and third year.
Second and third year from Widener, just to come in and do things like research. And then after that, it would be an area where he would then go back and review. But sometimes it's the research that takes the greatest amount of time. So this would ease up a little bit of time if we would. And I know we've talked about interns before. So when we talked about it, I said that I thought we should bring it to all of council and have the discussion.
Thank you, council member. A little more, thank you for the background. We've also used them at the state and also the city. It's a program where we typically would use second year or third years, just because first off, they're not allowed to work. And by second year, they have some background that we need, constitutional law, property law, et cetera. And it provides them with academic credit. And we've always, when I've done it in the past, use them very robustly. In other words, I'm not using them for administrative work. So they gain from this, as well as we do too. It's, again, on academic credit. And it's to help, it would be to help with researching whatever it may be. It could be, you know, the best, most robust land use policies across the country in different counties. And so they would do the initial legwork collecting research, and then I would take it from there. Trying to see if there's anything else related to point two. Are there any questions?
George, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just want to say, naturally, we had a brief conversation, thus the no wages or benefits involved for clarification there. But also in our discussion, their research would only involve information which would actually be available to the public. They would have no access
Correct.
To any confidential information
right.
or anything
Correct.
That the council has. So I just wanted to get that out there.
If I could just expound upon that. To the extent there is any confidential information, they're bound by that just as I would be. And that's what we've always, both at the state and city, same thing. They would be bound like that. By
follow up?
Yeah, just to follow up to say, given the reports I've been reading on the Law 360, I get that really doesn't give me a whole lot of comfort. So we'll keep them in the non-confidential personalities.
Yes.
Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We had a lot of discussion some years back about interns, and during that time, I know we've had one, but we talked about insurance and a whole bunch of other things. And I don't know if we got all those things sort of cleared up, or did we or did we not? I know we did have one, I can recall. There seemed to have been a number of questions at that time when we were considering internships.
I can answer that. I've dealt with this on, again, both state and city level. They're not employees of ours, so they would not be subject to, our insurance would not cover them. Whatever coverage they have, through their parents or separately, that's what they would look to.
Well, the interns before were not employees of ours. They were volunteers as well. But it seemingly there were like a lot of questions raised at that time. I'm just wondering if we got through all of those concerns.
It would not be. I've dealt with that issue often. They would not be somebody subject to county insurance. Okay. Again, they would have to look to either their parents if they're under the parents' policy, or if they have their own policy, depending upon the age of the student.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick and Council President.
Thank you. And I think other times that I've been involved in the discussions on interns, it was kind of a general intern coming in to the office, and did we really have enough work for them to do, and who was going to be responsible for them, where when Mike and I talked about this, this is something very specific and would be responsible only to him, not to anybody else, and it would be to give them some practical experience so that they would know how much they love government and would want to go into that field, but it would not be a general counsel intern.
One thing, a point of clarification, they would be limited by the school to 10 to 12 hours maximum. Yeah. So you're looking at 3 days, 4 hours a week, 3 times 4. And back to the issue of confidentiality, just to clarify that, if one of you is talking about legislation, I consider that confidential information. So they wouldn't go around sharing it just like I don't. They wouldn't be sharing it with other people unless given permission to do so.
Anybody else? I'm sorry. Council
yes, when I had first come in, I had asked about could we do the aides or interns, and I was told by the clerk of council we could not do them. So is that changed? Is there a rule? Is there, you know?
I don't know. I have no idea. First, I'm hearing that conversation.
But we weren't, because I wanted to see if we could actually get someone to help with Betsy, you know, with some of the filing and stuff like that, and see if we could help her with that.
I don't know the facts.
And then as a follow-up, will we be hearing later, like when they leave, that we need another employee because we've gotten used to that person, you know, because they're doing so much work a week?
No, again, they're limited to 10 to 12 hours per week.
Okay.
And so it would be a discrete, focused task that they'd be accomplishing.
Okay, so if we go forward with this, there won't be an ask for another employee.
There can always be an ask for any employee, but it's under our budget.
Yes.
Okay, so we would have to approve it, you know. So.
It's not something I intended to do.
And this is a school that has an intern program.
They do.
So
yes.
They are very specific in how the person comes over and for the amount of time.
Yes. Professor Catania, who I've dealt with for years, worked with him often, they have a very seasoned program. They work with a lot of different employers. The state currently is currently utilizing interns. And I think our folks on the other side of the county is intending to perhaps use folks too. So.
Oh, Jim.
And there is an application process. I mean, there's paperwork that has to be filled out for this to come over. So it's not just like, oh, can I have somebody to come over? There is actually a file that follows this process.
Correct. Yes, it would be submitted to, again, Professor Catania, who heads up the internship program at Widener, and folks would submit their resumes and go from there.
Councilman Smiley?
I would make a motion to approve the using of the law clerk to assist council to council part-time basis for academic credit for an initial program to be followed with a report from council to council at the end of it, so then council can discuss whether we want to continue it or not.
Second.
Motion's made, seconded. Question on a motion? All of accepting a motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
All right. If there's any further business, any public comment before we go into executive session? If not, I would entertain a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of considering candidates and their respective qualifications for the deputy clerk of council position.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So thank you very much. We'll have
made the motion.
Or we'll have the.
Can I make that motion? Somebody other than you should be making the motion.
Oh, okay.
All right, so what he said.
Okay.
You can hand him the paper.
Gotcha. Did you get that, or do we have to do it again?
No.
We voted to come
out. Okay, that's what I'm waiting for. All favor, except the same aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we're out of session.
Okay.
Want to go to the gate?
Yeah.
You can open there.
You realize this isn't my job description.
Oh, God, it was mine. I forgot.
All right, we went into executive session to discuss the purposes of considering candidates and their respective qualifications, the job interviews for the deputy clerk of council position. We're out of, we go into, out of executive session. We have discussed that. No votes were taken, but we're all ready to take a vote now. For the deputy clerk's position, we have two people, candidate A, candidate B. Motion to for candidate A, a vote on who should get the job. Candidate A, can you write that down? Okay, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Well, we're done.
So we're done, yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure B.
You still have to vote on
it. We still have to vote on it, but I come up with a number of three. Is that correct?
Unless someone's going.
You should ask.
Ask for candidate B. 1, 2, 3. All right, that equals 10, believe it or not. All right, candidate A has gotten the job. Thank you very much for being here.
Got your rest agenda.
And we got others.
Is there more?
Adjourned. public comment.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Motion made and seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you very much. We're running a little.